Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 1922 silent horror essay film, Haxan, which in English translate to The Witches. This is written and directed by Benjamin Christensen. He also plays the devil in this film. It is split into seven separate acts, and it's just very interesting, just the writing style of it. Benjamin Christensen is narrating and saying, oh, this is how it used to be, but the writing style, it's a very, very interesting narration. I've seen it described as documentary style storytelling. But then you have this movie, I guess, is talked about and is still so famous today because it has all these very realistic scenes. But then all of these surreal elements are incorporated into them, which makes for a very, very interesting viewing experience. It's split into seven different acts, all incorporating witchcraft or the devil in one way or another, showing how people were treated when they were thought to be a witch. It is a very, very, very dark film. And for this time period, I don't think I've seen a film that gets anywhere close to being as dark as this. I'm not going to say what happens in this film because I think it is better to go in blind. But there are two acts in particular that stick out to be just like, wow. I don't even think they would show this in a movie today. This is actually a Swedish film, and it was at the time the most expensive. And I think it remains, well, it definitely remains because they don't make them anymore, but it is the most expensive Swedish, silent Swedish film ever made. It was filmed in another country, though. It wasn't actually filmed in Sweden. It was shot in Denmark. I'm looking through my notes here. So it was shot in Denmark from 1920 to 1921, and then, released in 1922. When I think of other silent films that are very famous from this time period, I think of The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, which is, of course, excellent. So is Nosferatu. This one, I think, is more entertaining. I think if you are trying to get into silent film, just seeing this, I don't know. It was definitely, it's hard after watching so many modern movies to go back to the silent era and be entertained outside of comedy, in my opinion. If you see Charlie Chaplin, if you see Harold Lloyd, I think those still are very, very watchable today. But when it comes to the dramatic silent films, I think that can be challenging. At least I find it challenging. But this movie, I was entertained throughout. I was kind of glued to the screen because I just couldn't believe some of the things that were happening in this film. It's currently streaming on the Criterion Channel. If you do want to check it out, there are some essays and some interviews that I definitely want to check out and learn a little bit more about the making of this film. Just because, it's just wild that this film came out over 100 years ago. So if you want to check out Haxan, it is currently on the Criterion Channel. This was a short episode today. I will be back tomorrow to talk about Jeepers Creepers. Anyway, I won't sing too much, I promise. But Jeepers Creepers, Justin Long, early 2000s. That will be tomorrow. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back tomorrow to review Jeepers Creepers.